Let us pray. He's alive, amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive, amen. He's alive, amen. He's alive, amen. Jesus is alive. Forever is alive, amen. Is my Lord, amen. Is my Lord, Jesus is my Lord. Forever is my Lord, amen. Is my King, amen. Is my King. Jesus is my King, forever is my King, amen. Father Almighty, we want to bless your holy name this Easter Sunday morning. We give you all glory and honor because we know you are alive. And because you live, we can face tomorrow. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, in the lives of all your children, I pray that this day will be an Easter Sunday with a difference.
Amen.
An Easter Sunday that they will never forget.
Amen.
Please, Lord, have mercy on all our nations.
Amen.
And let this crisis be over soon.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Let someone shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Happy Easter Sunday to you all. The Almighty God who has brought you to this day We continue to be with you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let's be seated in our homes as we open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28, reading from verse 1 to 7. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. Before I go any further, I want to bring good news to someone. I want to tell you, my God is not dead. He is alive. Not only is he alive, he's in control. If you had any doubts at all, the situation in the recent past should show you clearly that he is in control. I want to also advise that we should remain on our guards. It will be unwise to relax too soon. And when I say relax, I'm not talking about being anxious. I'm talking about becoming careless. We are not out of the woods yet. We will be. And it won't be too long.
Amen.
And like I told you before, you know, there were those who said the whole thing will be over by end of March. Some people said that it will rain for 7 days and then it will be over. That's what the prophet said. But what your little dad, who is a pastor, who is not a prophet, told you, is that this thing is going to be on until God had proved beyond all doubts to the whole world that he's in charge. Until the whole world has had a compulsory holiday. I hope you are enjoying your holidays. I'm enjoying mine. It might be a little bit difficult, but like somebody said, there are some of us who don't know how to slow down. And God himself has to apply the brakes. And I can assure you, it's been a wonderful time. Alone in the presence of the Almighty God, not jumping up and down, just relaxing, knowing fully well that tomorrow will be all right.
Amen.
I want to assure you, your tomorrow also will be all right.
Amen.
Now, between every 2 days, there is always a night. I mean, everybody knows that. You don't have to be a big philosopher to know that between every 2 days, there's always a night. Now, when I'm talking about days in this situation, I mean, we're not talking about 24 hours. Because a day is a period. It could last for a few months. It could last for a few years. In the scriptures, the Bible says that it could even last 1,000 years. And at times, it could last more. But for example, let's take the case of Job. The first day of Job, for instance, we don't know how long it lasted. But if you read in Job chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3, Job chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3, we find a man who had 7 sons, 3 daughters, 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 oxen, 500 she-asses, and a very great household. The Bible called him the greatest in the East. That was during his first day. That was during his first day. Everything was beautiful. But then came a night. And if you want to read about the night of Job, you can find it in Job chapter 1 from verse 13 to Job chapter 2 verse 10. He lost everything. He lost all his children. He lost all his wealth. He lost his health. And he almost lost his marriage. That night lasted for 9 months. Thank God it wasn't too long. And then came his second day. I want to read about the second day. You can read Job chapter 42 from verse 10 to 17. Job 42 from verse 10 to 17. This time round, he had 14,000 sheep. He had 6,000 camels. He had 1,000 oxen. 1,000 she-asses. And he had 7 sons. 3 daughters, and the second day lasted 140 years between every 2 days. Every 2 days, there's always a night. Now, the one we are particularly interested in, of course, has to do with the Lord Jesus Christ himself, because that's the one that concerns us. His first day came when he was born. In Luke chapter 2 from verse 8 to 14, Luke 2 from verse 8 to 14, the Bible tells us that even the heavenly choir, the heavenly mass choir, paid a visit to the world to come and sing, "Glory be to God in the highest." And then followed miracles, like in the wedding in Cana of Galilee, in John chapter 2 from verse 1 to 11, and healings, like in Matthew chapter 8 from verse 1 to 3, and deliverance, like in Mark 5 from verse 2 to 20, Mark 5, 2 to 20. Like success to failures. Like in Luke chapter 5 from verse 1 to 7, Luke 5, 1 to 7. And joy. Like in Luke chapter 7 from verse 11 to 15. During his first day, there were miracles. There were signs. There were wonders, healings, deliverance, success, joy. Then came the night. And incidentally, his first day lasted about 33 and a half years. And then came the night. As you read in Matthew 27 verse 45, the day he was crucified, the sun refused to shine. It was darkness, even at noonday, to signify that, okay, one day has ended, here comes the night. And there was loneliness. His disciples abandoned him. Matthew 26 verse 56. His close friend denied him with a swear. Matthew 26 verse 69 to 74. He said, I swear, I don't know him. There was sorrow. Oh, the Bible says Peter wept bitterly. Matthew 26 verse 75. It wasn't Peter alone that was weeping that day. There was sorrow all over the land. And then there was fear that led to a lockdown. In John chapter 20, verse 19, the Bible says, in the house where his disciples were, all the doors were shut for the fear of the Jews. There was a lockdown, and there was fear. But then came day number two. Thank God the night lasted only 3 days. And I want to prophesy to someone here today, if you are in a period of night, in the name that's above every other name, that night will end today.
Amen.
Then came day number two. In the text that I read to you this morning, in Matthew 28, from verse 1 to 7. Several things happened to Herod the new day. First, there was a great earthquake to signify to all his followers that all yokes are gone now.
Amen.
Because in Acts chapter 16, from verse 25 to 26, Acts 16, 25 to 26, when there was an earthquake like that, the Bible tells us everyone's yoke was loosed. And therefore, I'm prophesying today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that on this resurrection morning, every yoke left in your lives will be destroyed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And then an angel came down. There was an angelic visitation. And just one angel is enough to take care of 185,000 soldiers. According to 2 Kings chapter 19 verse 35. 2 Kings 19 verse 35. One soldier dealt with 185,000 soldiers of the enemy. That's good news for you. Because I'm sure no matter how many your enemies are, they are not up to 100,000. And an angel of the Lord will visit you today.
Amen.
And deal with all of them.
Amen.
The third thing that happened was that the angel rolled away the stone. The stone was rolled away. If you remember a similar situation in John chapter 11, from verse 39 to 45, John 11, 39 to 45, When Jesus Christ wanted to bring Lazarus out of the grave, the first thing he commanded was that the stone be rolled away. And so today, in that name that's above every other name, every stone blocking your way to destiny shall be rolled away.
Amen.
And then the angel sat on the stone to say, anybody who dares, come and ask me to stand up so you can roll the stone back. He sat on the stone to say, hey, this time round, permanent victory.
Amen.
From today onward, every door that God will open to you will remain permanently open.
Amen.
And the Bible says, the keepers, those who were standing there to make sure that the stone would not be rolled away, became paralyzed by fear. The Bible said they were so frightened, they fell down as dead. That's good news for you. Because as from this resurrection morning, when your enemies see you coming, it's either they run or they faint.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, if you look at 1 Samuel chapter 17, from verse 45 to 51, 1 Samuel 17, from verse 45 to 51, the Bible tells us that not only did Goliath die, not only did he die, his head was cut off to signify permanent victory, irreversible victory. And for all of you, my children, all of you children of the living God, from this morning onward, your victory will become irreversible.
Amen.
And then the angel announced to all true seekers of God, to all those who came that early Easter Sunday morning, the good news. He told them, he's alive. Revelation chapter 1 verse 18, Revelation chapter 1 verse 18, the Bible says, Jesus Christ said, I am the Alpha, the Omega, the one who was dead and is now alive. And said, behold, I'm alive forever. Oh, when I was a lecturer in one of the universities, my colleagues, my seniors, highly intellectual people with tremendous academic achievements. They were divided into categories. Anytime I was talking to them about Jesus, some of them would say, God is dead. And some will say, no, he's not dead. Maybe it's true what you said, that he created the world, because from the little we can see from science, it requires a great intelligence to put all this thing into position. But at the end of the day, he discovered that what he created was too big for him. So he might not be dead, but he has lost control. And some of them who want to be generous will say, well, whether he's dead or not, I don't know. Whether he's lost control or not, I don't know. But one thing I know is that he's in heaven minding his own business. I'm here on earth minding my own business. May I tell all of you, young and old, God is not dead.
Yes, sir.
How do you know? He spoke to me not too long ago. And I told you. He told me that this year the world will be like a child in convulsion. I didn't make that up. There's no mathematical textbook that you can read that from. I heard from him. I heard from him that he said the whole world will be on compulsory day. That's what Daddy said. When you watch the news and you see great nations where people move around 24 hours a day, cities that never go to sleep, completely deserted. Because somebody said, I want to show these people I'm in control. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
My God is alive.
Amen.
He's in control.
Amen.
And whether you like it or not, at the name of Jesus, sooner or later, every knee will bow.
Amen.
It's a child, the good news is alive. And you know the joy of that for you, my children? According to Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, Colossians 1, 27, because this Christ is living in you, you have hope of glory. You have a glorious tomorrow. Let me conclude by telling you this. When he rose from the dead, he is actually signifying the time for a new beginning has come.
Amen.
For you, a new beginning.
Amen.
A new beginning of miracles,
Amen.
Of signs,
Amen.
Of wonders.
Amen.
Now, look at Acts chapter 3. From verse 1 to 8. Acts 3 from verse 1 to 8. You will see a fisherman making a lame man to walk. Please, beloved children, see yourself very, very soon making the lame to walk.
Amen.
Look at Acts chapter 16. From verse 16 to 18. Acts 16 from verse 16 to 18. And you see a child of God casting out demons. Please see yourself. From this morning onward, commanding demons to leave.
Amen.
And they will obey you.
Amen.
And if you read Acts chapter 19 from verse 11 to 12. Acts 19 from verse 11 to 12. You read of the Almighty God saying that he performed special miracles by the hand of Paul. All those who are saying, shut your mouth. It is not Jesus in control. Pray for them. Because very soon, in the name of Jesus Christ that they are blaspheming now, they will be performing miracles.
Amen.
Just make sure that when they come, they don't leave you behind. Because they are coming.
Amen.
For you, my children, for you true children of the living God, according to Psalm 30 verse 5, Psalm 30 verse 5, weeping may endure for a night, joy comes in the morning. From this resurrection Sunday morning on, in the name that's above every other name, it will be joy for you.
Amen.
Your morning of joy has come.
Amen.
In conclusion, the Bible may declare in John chapter 3, verse 18 to 21, John verse 18 to 21, that a sinner can prevent his mourning. That when God wants to say enough of the night, you have suffered enough, come out of sorrow, come out of sickness, come out of problems, a sinner can say, mind your business. John chapter 3, from verse 18 to 21. I said this is a condemnation that the light has come into the world. But men prefer darkness to light. Because these are evil. But you don't have to be one of those who will stay in the night forever. Come into the day. Come, surrender your life to Jesus Christ. And your own resurrection money will begin. You see, that's why the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Everything can become new for you today. If you surrender your life to Jesus Christ. And this can be one resurrection Sunday morning you will never forget. So I'm appealing to those of you who are yet to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Even right there in your home today. Just please bow your head and surrender to Him. You have suffered enough. Come out of darkness. Come into life. Come into light. And you know the worst part of it is, if you refuse, there is a place where there is no light at all. Forever. Another word for it is hell. If you reject the offer of the Lord Jesus Christ, that will be where you are heading. And please, I'm pleading with you today. Come to Jesus Christ. Surrender your life to Him. Come out of night. Come into the day. Bow your head and cry unto Him. And say, Lord, have mercy on me. Save my soul. And I will serve you for the rest of my life. And the rest of us, let us pray for these people. Let's intercede for them for a minute or two. That the one who saved our souls will save their own souls also. Please call on the Almighty Savior for all these people. That this resurrection morning might be their own new day. A day that could last forever. Oh, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. My Father and my God, I want to thank you very, very much for your word. I want to thank you for this resurrection Sunday morning. I want to thank you for giving us a new beginning. I'm praying, Lord God Almighty, that the night will be permanently over in our lives.
Amen.
That our day that will last until eternity will begin afresh today in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Give every one of us a new beginning.
Amen.
A new beginning of joy,
Amen.
Of success,
Amen.
Of miracles,
Amen.
Of signs,
Amen.
Of wonders.
Amen.
And Lord God Almighty, make us agents of the good news.
Amen.
So that we'll tell the whole world, Jesus is alive.
Amen.
Thank you, my Father and my God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I want to encourage you, my beloved children, that even after I've left the altar, in your home, since you can't go anywhere, spend time talking to God today, asking for a new beginning of everything that is good, everything that is glorious, a new beginning of anointing so you can serve Him like never before, a new beginning of consecration, of rededication to Him, a new beginning of divine promotion, of progress, a brand new beginning, a day that will never end. Spend time talking to Him and he will grant all your requests. Now, before I go, I want to announce to all ministers, all workers, that because of the situation in the country, we can't have our usual ministers and workers conferences. We have had to cancel the one in the east. We have to cancel the one in the north. And even the one in the south here cannot hold. And so what I have decided to do, God helping me, is that I'm going to do some 2 tape recordings for all of you, which you can watch on Dove Media. I believe probably you can take the first one, maybe on Friday evening, so that you will have plenty of time to relax and to listen. And take the second one on Saturday, because we usually do it 2 days anyway. And I'm telling you, there are going to be some very serious revelations. Amen. So don't miss them. I believe that God himself, in his infinite wisdom, wants to extend what we have been enjoying to the whole world at the same time. Don't miss it. It's actually for the workers and the ministers. But since all of you who are not even workers are going to become workers anyway, you are welcome to join. Amen. God bless you. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. It is time to give to our Maker. We know that we cannot just always be at the receiving end without giving to God. And according to Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16 and 17, we are not to appear before our Maker empty-handed. We are to make up our mind to give so that he in turn can give us in abundance. Deuteronomy 16 and 17 says, 3 times in a year shall all thy maids appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God which he hath given thee. Have you been blessed by God? Then it is your turn to give back to God. God bless you. Please package your offering, a befitting offering that you want to give your Maker, something you want him to multiply back into your hand. So please package your offering. It is time to give. And to those of us who are in our respective homes, please ensure you give offering to God. All of you in the house, package it together and send it to your local assembly. As you do this, God will bless you. To those of us who may want to give online, follow the instruction and give bountifully so that you can reap bountifully. Choir, please.
Is alive, amen. Is alive.
is alive forever. Is alive. Amen.
We want to thank you, the giver of all good things. We appreciate you for opportunity to give to you on a day like this. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen.
For every giver this day, Father, I ask for abundance that we announce us all over the world in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, blessed Redeemer. Please sanctify this offering. Use it for your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And every giver, I pray that none will miss heaven at last.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. What a word from the throne of heaven. Now, please, if you are one of the people who surrender his or her life, you can see the number rolling on your set. Please kindly contact any of those numbers. Any of them will be adequate. And please, Daddy Joe, you want to know about how God is blessing you. You want to know that you have given your life. He want to know what he will pray for you further on. Please kindly contact. And you want kindly contact any of the number. Shall we just bow our head to close this service? I want you to ask the Lord this week and say, my Father, as I'm going into this new week, Lord, I ask that your glory will go with me. I want you to pray and say, Father, as I'm going this week, please lead the way. Lord Almighty, lead the way. Let your light shine on my path. I pray that this week I will not be unfortunate. The light of your countenance will illuminate my path. I will live for him this week. This particular week, no calamity, no pandemic will visit me. Will visit my neighbor. No pandemic will visit my relative. And God of glory will keep me safe. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Finally, I want you to prophesy that this particular week as you go, God will make way for you.
Amen.
God will bless you beyond your imagination.
Amen.
Blessing greater than your age, God will put upon your life.
Amen.
Honor greater than your background, God will put upon you.
Amen.
Lifting greater than all your qualifications, God will put upon you.
Amen.
The God of heaven will give you laughter this week. He will give you comfort.
Amen.
Pray unto the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, as we go this week, oh Lord, I pray, Lord Almighty, that your blessing will follow me, follow my family, follow the church that I pastor, follow everyone connected to me, follow my neighbor, follow my friend, follow all those who wish me well, and even those, oh God, who are thinking otherwise, just let the blessing of God follow. And Lord, let the blessing of God follow us in this nation. Follow us in our state. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for the word that you have given to us this morning. Oh, what a word in season. Thank you that we have a prophet who knows the heart of God and who can decode the signal from heaven. We say thank you. Thank you for your chosen, our Father in the Lord, that you have used and you are still using. Lord, increase him in strength.
Amen.
Increase him in anointing.
Amen.
Lord, we ask both him, his wife and his children, biological and spiritual, none of them will be abandoned in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everyone say amen. Where they are saying amen, your life will not be abandoned.
Amen.
All the prayer points we raise during the course of this service and as we close this service, the Lord that hear and answer, May he answer us instanter in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This particular week, men and women will compete to bless you.
Amen.
Evil will not visit your life.
Amen.
And this particular week, the blessing you never solicited for, they will bring it to you.
Amen.
The name of the Lord will be glorified in all our lives in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We will finish strong.
Amen.
We will finish well.
Amen.
When the roll call up in heaven, that home that God has prepared for those who love him, none of us will miss it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever miracle we are trusting you for this week and this month and this year, that miracle will not elude us.
Amen.
Thank you, eternal King.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' most precious name, we pray.
Amen.
I never knew.